All right. Would like for you now to put your focus on your mind and imagining that the inside of your head, in the middle of your head, in the middle of your mind, in the middle of your brain, going to the absolute center of your physical head and seeing there a light, a sun, that there is a sun in the center of your head, in the center of your brain, in the center of your mind, and putting all of your inner vision, your inner senses, getting them all focused on that sun in the center of your head, in the center of your brain, in the center of your mind. Opening your senses to the energy of that sun in the center of your head, in the center of your brain, in the center of your mind. And allowing yourself to fall into your focus, falling into that energy, focusing on that sun, feeling all of your energy falling into the focus that is attached to that sun in the center of your head, in the center of your brain, in the center of your mind. And as you're falling down that focus, like a tunnel, all of your consciousness rolling down that tunnel of your focus toward that sun, rolling down your focus, this tunnel of golden yellow light. And your consciousness, this ball of perfect rainbow white light, rolling down that tunnel and into that sun. And the moment that sun receives your consciousness, your mind explodes outward in all directions, rolling out from that sun in all directions, reaching out to the very furthest ends of your mental field. And out here on the edge of your mental field, there is a world of energetic thought composed of all thinking beings. Out here along the edge, contact is with all these different thoughts. And as the edges of your mind contacts these thoughts, the light of your consciousness rolls out and touches them. And that light of your consciousness that you have now sent out in all directions is seeding those minds with new ideas and new ways of being. You're sending out divine will, for it's a part of you now. And as your consciousness touches other consciousness, they make contact with divine will through you. They are touched by this light and the love that that light illumines. And we want you now focus your will, and focus on your will with this beautiful mental light, bringing your attention now to your will. And you can see this energy of divine will moving through your will, transforming it. And this transformation brings your will in alignment with your soul's will. I want you to see this with your inner eyes, your inner senses, to see the unity of your will with soul's will. And feeling it, experiencing it. This unified will, this unity of purpose, this oneness. Knowing your will is soul will. And then drawing this energy, this willingness, this unity of will up into your heart and feeling that light radiating outward from your heart, the qualities of compassion, until your whole beingness radiates and harmonizes, blends and merges with compassion. And that blending and that merging bring understanding, your mind expanding, opening to experiences not your own, but also relevant to relating to others. Feeling soul's tolerance, that deep willingness, that divine willingness to allow and recognize the right of everything to be. And growing into inclusiveness, knowing that it's all one, all part of God, Goddess, all that is, all that is included. And practicing the way of yourself, your soul, to be generous in sharing, for sharing is the way of the soul. Ever generous in all ways. And utilizing all of these qualities in forgiveness as part of the process of letting go. Letting go of all that is not soul, all that is not spirit. Letting go, letting go, letting go. And practicing patience, that space of peace and quiet, where all is still, and simply waiting. There is a beauty in waiting, and there is much that can be accomplished while waiting. And knowing that that waiting is leading, it's leading you to what you want, and the assurance of the faithfulness and knowing that it is coming, that all that you need is yours, already within you, waiting for you to consciously create it. For you are meant to know this. Utter faithfulness. Rather than confidence, hope, and faithfulness. Hope opens the door, but it is faith, faith, faith that moves you through. And taking all of these qualities and radiating them outwardly to every kingdom, to every human being, to simply everything on this earth, let it receive this, the generosity of your heart. And the light within you, sharing it with all the world. And then gathering up this will and this love, and drawing this love and this will up into your mind, rising up into the mind, love and will, and the will to love. And now, this will to love is returning to where it all started. To that sun in the center of your head, in the center of your brain, in the center of your mind, and infusing that sun with this love and with this will, this divine will, and this divine love, filling the sun in the center of your head, in the center of your brain, in the center of your mind. And letting the light of your consciousness rise upward, upward from this sun, up to the crown of your head. For that sun is behind your third eye at an angle. And now, rising up to the crown, creating a volume from the radiance of this sun all the way up to the crown, a volume of light and love and divine will. And here at the crown of your head, this energy, this radiance, all come together in this brilliant spiral of light. And this spiral of light now stretches upward and downward along your central pole of light. And now this light spiraling around it from the Kundalini all the way up, up past the outer reaches of soul's mind, past the reaches of the mind of monad, up to the sea of light, all the way up, and spilling into the sea of light, spilling your consciousness out into the sea of light. And you let yourself, your consciousness, spread out. You let it disperse into the sea of light. You allow it, becoming one with this sea of light, with all the parts of yourself permeating all the sea. And feeling the pulse of divine thought running through this sea of light like a beautiful, perfect current of energy moving through the sea of light in waves, energized by love and flowing out in all directions. uniting all three minds. And comes the will to act. God's pure light, bringing clarity and illumination, and the formation of perfect thought forms, and bringing into the awareness of every single particle of light their ability to create beautiful auras full of divine thought. And you bring that light downward toward the monad, creating a volume, the will to act. And then it drawing even further downward, touching soul's mind. And through soul's mind, your mind, will to act. Bringing with it the gift of a beautiful aura, clear, illumined by God's pure light. Thinking beautiful thoughts, creating beautiful creations, perfect creations. And looking up, seeing, going all the way out of sight, the energies of the highest possible light. You're seeing that greatest light above everything. It is the light of love, going out of your range of vision, even inward vision. And then acknowledging that the highest light controls soul's light, your personal creator, soul's light controls. And now, drawing all this energy together, from all around you, from all the different levels of mind, bringing all this energy together at the throat, and visualizing this perfect, clear, illumined, sky blue light flowing through the throat chakra. And in one divine unified force for the good of all, God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I stand for humanity. And now here, completely aligned in union with soul, take this moment and talk to your soul. And with that, we bid you namaste. May you enjoy your conversation.